Welcome, KIWR 97.3 in the morning. Cindy Iowa's 70s station. Let's get over to JR Rump Shaker Rumford for today's traffic in Sydney, Iowa.
Well, I tell you what, Hamboni, if you're going to be going down to the Casey's, it's going to be about a three-minute walk from Whip's Bar. But it's going to be a great way to do it as we look at the weather. The high of 73 with light cover on this beautiful day coming at you.
Don't forget Wiener Wednesday coming up next.
Yes. Cook us a wiener and send a picture of it. You can get free concert tickets to Nickelback.
Yeah, we're talking about the cooking wiener side, you know? Not what you're thinking. Get your head out of the gutter.
Don't show us your wieners.
Oh, my God. Oh, folks, we've had two pots of coffee this morning.
I had two pots of coffee and three Jolly Ranchers. That was my breakfast. Screw you, body. You're fine.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Once again, to our biannually Rump Chat show, we are sitting once again, our yearly show, from the back deck of Vince and Susan Hilton at 2018 U.S. Highway 275 in Sydney, Iowa. Mom and Dad's.
It's beautiful here, though.
It is. Like, yesterday, so unfortunately, you can come on by, Mom. It's okay. Do you need something? Go get us a beer, would you, Mom?
So pretty much, hold on, let me start this over. So pretty much when we come here for the Omaha Rodeo, it's a slumber party with 40-year-olds at your parents' house.
Yeah, we had Jimmy Lee here, my brother, you, Chase Irvy. Yeah, it was a good time. We went uptown last night at Will Whip Steakhouse, had a gigantic beer and some bar food.
We had all the bar food that was bad for you. Like, and I've been trying to eat halfway healthy. I mean,
yeah.
Trying.
Onion rings, cheese curds, fried mushrooms, burgers and fries.
And then, like, that beer that only you can buy in Iowa that's like, what size of beer would you like? I like the 3-gallon one.
Oh, you mean the one in the Hunter Orange can?
Holy smoke. But it was so...
It was good.
I don't know what it is about ice-cold beer in a glass in Iowa.
Well,
that just tastes better.
And then we go down to a buddy of ours, Ryan Kirsten, and we do what Iowans do, is sit in a shop and drink more.
You know what it actually reminded me of? You remember the cartoon King of the Hill?
Where it's absolutely.
Got all the rednecks just standing in the aisle.
Yeah, you got Boomhauer around that guy. Like, oh,
you guys in Sydney, Iowa. I'm not saying
Toro lawnmower right there, man.
I'm not saying you guys are rednecks, but that shed sitting was pretty redneck.
And yep.
In the shed, there is a porta potty, an old porta potty, like from 1978. And it says on the door, no number two, because the guy who owns it doesn't want to get it pumped out. So when you're drinking beer in the shed and you got to pee, you can go pee in his porta potty that he has in his shed.
Yeah,
but you can't take a deuce in there.
No, which
it says on the door.
It's more for ladies because obviously guys can go outside. But of course, he does live right on the street.
Yeah,
so this can make it a little awkward.
This is not out in the country. This is in the middle of town. Like it was,
but it's Sydney. Who cares?
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was a good time to catch up. Sydney Rodeo is hard. Just there's you party. I'm partying late, and so. It's just, and people are busy, doing the committee things or, we're doing our thing. And so you just kind of, it's hard to get to see your friends and just relax. And so it was fun to catch up, but, we got to, what else has been going on? I went to Puyallup. It was good up there.
Okay. Hold on. I want you to tell about Puyallup. If you didn't see the video of the dude getting tackled.
Okay.
That was awesome.
So, I shared it on Facebook, I think, so you can go watch it if you're one of the two people that haven't seen it. But so during the barrel racing, there was what the arena crews there is called the Wranglers, and they go to a few rodeos up there in the Northwest, and I don't know how many. But they just, they rake the barrels, they load cattle. They're the arena crew at these, and it's a group. Great people. Well, one of them, the guys is standing down on the end. On one and the far end, opposite the rope and chutes at Puyallup, there is the beer garden, and people stand literally right on the fence.
It's not like your cut of the mill beer garden. It's like hundreds of people. It's like a mosh pit.
Well, yeah, and they can. I mean, how often do people literally get a stand right on the fence at the beer garden? You know, I mean, there's no barrier. So there was a drunk guy, and he kept flipping this Wrangler's hat because he's standing up against the fence like he's supposed to, and he goes out, and they rake after every barrel. And after every run, sorry. And he kept flicking his hat, and so there was some chatter going. Well, then this guy just flips out, climbs the fence, and just starts throwing haymakers. And, of course, it's the smallest Wrangler, you know. And so they start wrestling. That guy goes down. A buddy, other buddy, jumps over, and he's, like, pushing this other Wrangler. So I'm watching. This is all as this girl's running. Like, she's rounding the third barrel, probably looking out a corner of her eye going, what the hell is going on? So they're wrestling.
And then they stopped the barrel race, and they watered
well,
and raked.
Well, yeah. No, that was at Abilene. Oh. So then Corley, God bless, he flips out. Oh, stop it, security!
I did hear that on the video.
So everybody on the couch was like, what is going on? And they, you know, they could replay it, and you kind of see the guy going over the fence, you know, in the background.
Were people blowing you up?
Oh, my God. You, oh, yeah. Webster, God, who else? Yerrigan, I don't know. Anyway, multiple people. But I'm like watching this. I'm so mad I didn't pick up my phone sooner. Because I was in amazement at this guy, you know, and he comes out and then he raises his hand like, oh, I'm cool. And the whole crowd's like, boo, kick his ass. And so, guy, you know, it's kind of funny because guys are just, you know, the arena crew, they're kind of looking around like, okay, I really don't want to go. He was on more than the beer or Pendleton, which was funny because he did have a Pendleton T-shirt on, which was great. Great advertising. But, yeah, so they kind of, and then anyway, the biggest Wrangler, he comes out and just, basically body slams this guy, and then they all jump on him. And then finally, here come the cops. Like, the cops forever. I've been in Puyallup, I don't know how many years.
Let them fight.
Yeah, they are literally, they're down there.
I know, right, underneath, where they are.
Yeah, for, they always just stand there. And then the one time that they're not there, this guy comes over.
The one year
but
I'm not
Corley worth. Flipped out, and he was so pissed. You know, the funny, who was it text me? He was, it doesn't matter. Anyway, he was like, I would have called it like the fight on a major league. Oh, and there's a haymaker taken to the right jaw. You know,
I think it would have been better if it was like the fight from semi-pro. Okay, no fighting except for commercial breaks. Everybody fight! We're going to vote, and then we'll fight.
Yeah.
But they did wipe that dude out. Like,
yeah, they took him out, and then he went to jail. But, you know, in Washington, there's, you know, their liberal government up there, I guess they have it to where they don't even – they'll just let people out. Like, they don't really prosecute people for – well, for minor things like that. I'm guessing if you'd have shot a guy in the face, it's a little different. But, you know, I don't know. They said he went to jail, so I don't know what happened to him. But, you know, I just – all I know, the legendary Keith Isley was there, the legend.
Love Keith.
It was so great to work with Keith again. But, you know, if you'd have been there –
I would have tackled that guy bitch myself.
And that was funny. Everybody, when I posted that, everybody's like, where's Rump when you need him?
Man, I live for that. Like, I love when shit hits the fan like that.
Just you just get going, isn't it? It's just you flip a switch.
I do. And, like, you know, I'm a big dude, but, like, man, I can.
You're an athletic dude.
I can move. I haven't been able to move as good lately because I've kind of had a long summer of injuries. But, you know, I think that. When my adrenaline would have hit, if that dude would have jumped into the arena, I would have, like, hockey-checked him into the fence like a boss.
So, well.
Not that I'm encouraging people to jump into the arena.
But it also was the barrel racing, which means you were probably be slamming a gold buckle seltzer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what?
So you might have been too far away.
I don't know. I've been watching a little barrel racing because I've got to hang out with kick-ass barrel racers like Emily Miller Beisel.
Emily, buy or sell.
Yeah.
We love Emily. She's awesome.
Emily, I've been watching her because she's cool as shit and her husband's badass.
Mm-hmm. Good people.
And, you know, couple, Sherry Servey, of course. So I kind of have my, you know, if I get the right bunch of people up, I kind of like to watch the barrel race. And I will forego the beer at halftime and watch some barrel racing.
A good barrel racing's awesome to watch.
Yeah. And, on a side note,
to a point,
yeah, I have also really enjoyed lately getting to know a lot of the breakaway ropers because they've been at every rodeo now.
Yep.
And at first I was like, I don't know about breakaway roping, but man, after getting to hang out with some of those chicks, there's a lot of pretty kick-ass ladies in the breakaway roping.
Let me ask you about breakaway. That gets off on a subject, you know. It's tough. You know, Houston, you know, they're going to do it seven performances. They're not going to do it every performance. Seven performances, but they're still putting up, you know, winner's going to take 50 grand, which is awesome.
Damn.
But I don't know. And this, I'm not saying, I don't mind the breakaway. It's got its spot, obviously. This is not anti-breakaway, so please, you know, Facebook warriors, don't go off on it. But do you think it's almost kind of reminds me how the bullfighting, when it came back, the BFO, and just went rampant. You know, it was the greatest thing. And then it kind of hit a point there, and it was a little rough, you know. And then, I mean, it leveled out and things, but it was just everywhere was starting to do a bullfight. Bullfight. And then your talent gets so spread thin. But then again, there's a hell of a lot more breakaways than there are bullfighters.
There's
so
like 100.
You've got that point. And that's – so at Fiesta, you know, we're doing an open breakaway. Last year, we did just an invite. And I can't remember how many girls they invited. It was like 60 girls or something like that. But now it's an open breakaway. And I hope there's some high school girls, junior high girls, that come in there. And they're fresh calves, so everybody's kind of got a shot, you know. You just could take a good horsewoman, which there's a ton of them out there, obviously. And so it's an open breakaway. And it'll be cool if a 15-year-old, you know, high school girl is going to come in there. You saw, I did the math. You know, it's $500 entry fees, right? So there's 50 grand, 80% back in the pot. That's 40 grand. You know, I mean, a girl could come out there, like, short round, the way we've got it split up. I mean, the short round, just the average will pay $7,000 to win it.
Damn.
Just the average. You know, and it'll pay roughly about $4,000 the first two rounds in the prelim. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So, I don't know. Breakaway. But there's some places, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. But
you knew my favorite breakaway roper is.
It's just okay. I'll say it. There's sometimes it's like any event. There's a lot of times that team roping is just god awful when everybody's chunking it and it sucks and everybody's missing. You know, at Abilene the other day they had breakaway and thank God they did because we didn't have any bull riding the last 2 days, barely any rough stock there, so it was good to have it. But it's just like, you know, they're going for it, right? But there was miss and then a miss and then a miss.
But you knew who I like.
And a miss. And then it was like, and then one girl's like 1.9. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. When it's bad, it's bad. And when it's good, I guess. Just like anything else.
You know who's my favorite breaker or roper that just kicks ass?
JJ?
JJ Hampton.
Well, hell yeah.
Now that, I want to have JJ on Rope Chat because she's like my spirit animal. Like, me and JJ are buddies.
Yeah, she's I haven't got to meet her, but of course, you know, winning Reno, and she's been a legend forever, you know. It's like these gals have not just come out of nowhere.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, it's like these gals have been around for a long time doing this, kicking ass. It's just now they've got their platform. So, you know, it's crazy. The American, they're getting a shot, which –
$2 million,
you know, so they're getting their dues. It's just the breakaway's definitely coming on. You know, right here in Sydney, they're thinking about having it, you know, just because it's
contestants. You're not going to have turnouts in the breakaway.
And that's
open.
The thing. It's
guaranteed content.
But that, I don't know. You know, those top names, they're probably, we won't, I don't know if any of them will come to Fiesta. Because the WCRA is doing their thing, but I don't know. I got to look at and that's 25,000. But again, I think there'll be even more excitement for a 15-year-old high school girl to go rope at some big money.
Man, I wish when I was 15, I made some money because I didn't.
Yeah. Now, breakaway is definitely hot. And I kind of muted my own point when I said, you know, like the bullfights and they kind of fizzled. They hit a plateau. But, you know, and leveled out. But there's damn sure a hell of a lot more breakaway ropers than there are bullfighters.
The only thing that's bad about the breakaway is when Madison Uthier's up and her dad, Mike Uthier, shows up. Because, like, I love Mike.
Your beer cooler's empty?
Oh, my God. That dude, Mike Uthier, likes to party. And, like, you can't even get mad at him. Like, the other day I'm bent over at Pendleton tying my shoe. And for some reason he had a pocket hot shot. And he sticks it right on my left butt cheek.
That guy's
and
wild.
Shocks me in the butt. And I wanted to be mad until I spun around and seen it was Mike. Then I gave him a hug. That is
Mike is Mike. I've
and then you can't help but hang out with Mike. And then you have a headache for 3 days after because you partied with Mike Uthier.
Correct.
Like, Mike parties harder than we do. We're not.
Yeah. He's built different.
But, yeah, that was at the old Pendleton Roundup.
How was Pendleton? Talk to me.
Man, you know, I got to tell you, unless you go to Pendleton, and you've never been, unless you go, I can't even really describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much, it's so cool, but it's so different. You know, there's no advertising around the arena. There's no, I mean, so there's no signs, there's no sponsor reads. It's Die Hard Rodeo, and it starts at 1:15 p.m., and it gets over about 5:45. It is a long day to rodeo, okay? Yeah. Because you go through the events. Well, the bareback and the bronc riding, we're talking 25 an event. 25. And then, you know, steer wrestling, 12. Tied events all are at 12s. But then you have the Indian show, which right after the bull ride, that's like 25 minutes. We have four relay races, which...
So does everybody during that, you know, I mean, does everybody go to the bathroom, go get a beer? What's the crowd do?
It's a lot of in and out, but clowning it, it's by far the hardest rodeo for me to clown because, I mean, on Saturday, you know, when there's 18,000 people, that arena, for everybody that doesn't know, is 5 acres.
It's huge.
5 acres. So when I'm on one side of the arena, I can't even tell you the color of shirt the rodeo announcer is wearing, which is Wayne Brooks. And so as far as that, it's hard, but like bucking on the grass just kicks ass, honestly. Everybody, so this was the 110th year. So like everybody goes and sits on the grass and bucking horses come over and wipe people out sometimes and everybody runs. But, you know, you get off your bucking horse and go sit down. And since it is a 1 o'clock perf, like the letter buck room, oh my gosh, that place stays open till 6:30. But like 6:30 in letter buck time, it would be like 3 o'clock in the morning bar time. Because if you want to see a show at 6:35, go sit down by the Pendleton High School swim team hamburger stand and just watch people come out of the letter buck room. The ladies that come to that letter buck room, they know what. Their intentions are clear when they go in.
What's that? What are their intentions?
Well, okay. I'm trying to, like my dad said, okay, when we were at a rodeo and we seen this beautiful lady with Daisy Duke shorts on, I mean short, I'm talking almost vag out the bottom short, okay, and tiny, tiny shorts, boobs hanging out, white shirt, hair all did up, all nice and pretty, with those socks that look like the bartender socks, like lacy high socks that go to your knees.
Oh, yeah. Witt's got a pair of those.
And with a really expensive pair of boots on. And she goes walking to the rodeo by herself. And my dad looks over and goes, you can tell what her intentions are. Like, ladies like to go into the letter buck room and find a cowboy for just one evening.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's five, and I met them because they're like, oh, my God, you're the clown. I said, where are y'all from? And they were from Portland, and you can tell they've never been to a rodeo. But they were at the rodeo, and they had the look of ladies who were interested in finding the love of a cowboy, if only for the evening.
I've got three words for them. Bless their hearts.
And I got to tell you, they found what they were looking for.
I'm sure they did.
Some people say that love is seeing your newborn child in the arms of your wife. Other people say that love is holding your grandfather's hand as he's getting ready to start his journey to heaven. While other people say that love is getting an over-the-pants hand job in the letter buck room corner before you go out to a random cowboy's elite trailer in the parking lot and make love until midnight and then go to Max Bar and find another one. It's not me.
So is this... They should play this at closing time.
Making out in the letter buck room.
Isn't there a sign that says...
34 signs.
That says keep your shirts on?
It says, please leave on panties and bras. 34 signs. This would be great, especially... All right, letter buck room, it's time to exit for the evening. We'd like to thank you for coming. You don't have to leave, but you can't stay here. Steer Opers, get your girls and head to the door. I say love,
it is a flower. That's about to get destroyed.
Oh, it's just crazy, though. But, you know, like, I don't know.
So many Capri campers have been seasoned at Pendleton.
I heard one of the best pickup lines ever. Well, I kind of started. I felt like I started, but this lady gave a pickup line at Folsom that I heard at Pendleton. A lady walked up to the bronc rider. I'm not going to say the bronc rider's name. She walked up to the bronc rider, and she goes, "Hey, is your name Richard?" And he goes, "No, why?" And she goes, "Because I'm looking for Dick tonight." Okay? Now, just when you think that can get any better, one of the bronc riders at the Letter Buck Room this year walked up to a lady and said, "Ma'am, are you a rodeo?" She goes, "No, why?" And he goes, "Because I'd love to enter you."
Hey-o.
It's just, but the Pendleton Roundup, dude, it's just, it's amazing. I mean, yeah. Like I said, it's the hardest event for a clown, and like Flint worked it forever and obviously kicked ass, you know, but that's Flint. But like they have the Happy Canyon hosted the PRC Extreme Bulls Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. At Happy Canyon, which Happy Canyon's right. I mean, it's like 40 yards.
Did you work that
too? No, Matt Merritt did.
Oh.
And so I just worked the rodeo, which is fine because went to another one of my favorites, Fort Madison, Iowa, right before that, where we had Nelly in concert there.
Nelly on the totally rodeo side tour. Note.
Yeah, he is. He was in Coeur d'Alene.
He's going to Cristoval, Texas, which is just south of San Angelo, playing at Cooper's Barbecue.
Dude, but Nelly's, and you know what? Nelly don't even have Nelly's to sing that much. Cooper's. Speaking of, I mean, because he'll say something, then let the crowd sing for a while, and then. But that's some bitch got to be.
Is Juvenile with you? Was that Juvenile or Fabulous?
No, it was Juvenile, but he wasn't there at Fort Madison. But anyhow, back to Pendleton.
Sorry.
I want to give a big shout out to a guy who's going to be healing for the next few months, a Rump Chat faithful fan, Ty Campbell, my buddy.
Yep.
My good friend from Athena, he was riding during the steer open slack. He got bucked off, broke his pelvis.
Oh, shit.
And they had to life flight him to Portland.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I texted him the other day, and he's doing better, but he ain't doing shit for a while. So, Ty, enjoy some Rump Chat. Yeah, and
get well soon, bud. That breaking the pelvis, I've known a few people that do that. Not a fun
Brady one. Minor broke some ribs, broke an ankle. Like, none of the livestock got injured this year at Roundup, but you talk about some cowboys getting busted. Like, Neil Wood, the steer roper, he messed his knee up. Like, he had no blood flow from his knee down.
Oh, that's not good.
He had to be life flighted out of there.
They probably keep a chopper on hand, don't they, because it's so far to a major hospital.
I don't know if they do or not, but... There was several wrecks, especially in the bulldogging, dude. Like, I would never want to steer wrestle there. Because
no way.
That would just suck.
You know, they got to put the spikes on, but still on the 80, horses.
It's 80 foot from the box to the front of the box. Well, it's no box, you know, because they just run them over the hill.
Yeah, and there's a guy saying halfway or something like that.
Halfway, here, and then you go. Like, it's just nuts. But even the team ropers were taking wrecks right and left. Like, oh, it was just everybody, though, kind of made it through. Stetson Wright, he won, like, everything.
Everything.
He's so cool. Like, he won the all-around, the saddle bronc riding on Lunatic from Hell from Birch Brothers Rodeo.
Now, that I would – Birch has been there before.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the Birches in Pendleton.
They stay pretty good. They have a deal there at Pendleton called the Pickup Man Camp.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
There's six pickup men. Mitch Coleman, Bobby Marriott.
Brother of Ross Coleman.
Yeah, Mitch Coleman, Bobby Marriott, Dalton Ward.
Clint Humble.
Clint Humble.
And Matt Twitchell.
Matt Twitchell.
And Gary.
Gary Rimple, yeah. So, like, those guys, like, they got, like... Somebody just hangs out and cooks. It's like a tailgate party all the time over there at Pickup Man Camp. and everybody just parties and hangs out. So, I mean, they kind of keep it, you know, keep everybody wrapped up. But Matt and Chad were both there, and Bailey, and so they got along really good. Like, I just love Matt Birch. He just makes me smile.
How can you not?
Yeah, but that horse bucked, and I got so pissed off. Like, I'm not going to get into it, how bad I hate Facebook people. But Stetson Wright on Lunatic from Hell in the short round. I'm sitting with Casey Field and Tilden Hooper. Name drops. And this sucker bucks. Mm. I mean, bucks. Of course, Stetson wins it. I'm like, man, good for him. Then I look on Facebook, and we go to fly home the next day. By God, they'll load that Stetson. He gets 10 points just for getting on. I'm like, shut up. Or somebody said, oh, that horse didn't buck. That horse doesn't buck. You get on him, biatch.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how many men and women in their late 60s are telling people, like Stetson Wright, how to ride bucking horses. Shut up, biatch.
Oh, they're telling everybody. We got into a battle, you know, some lady.
Oh, that was. But you know what? I'm getting better about that. You got to admit that.
But when old Vince even got in on it, had to make a comment, this lady, it was on the Cowboy Channel, and they released the contract personnel list that, you know, obviously not the voted part, the bullfighters and the pickup men, but announcers and stuff like that. They and this lady says, when do they find out who the Cowboy Lifesavers are? I hope Justin Rumford's not there. He's not funny. So it was awesome. We just unloaded on this idiot, and just what was her name? Sharon or something? And then
Sharon.
Barb come in, and we just start hammering these people, and it was a lot of fun. I just happened to be on the front deck yesterday by myself at Mom and Dad's with my phone in my hand. I'm like, you guys are in for a battle, and so we just started hammering away. Even sweet little Jordan Maldonado, last 2 years, Miss Rodeo Texas, she even commented on it and was sticking up for him. So,
well, you know,
kudos
the thing is, like,
to Jordan, Jordy, our faithful listener.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, though, it doesn't even bother me. I guess I've just got so much Cowboy Channel, and what I've learned is it don't matter what you do or how hard you work or how successful you are. The better you do, the more people are going to hate you.
Well, it's funny, too, that, like, all these people, they're the same people that are true blue, conservative, red, white, and blue Americans, if you don't like it, leave it type people, you know. And then, but they get on this and, oh, why does that announcer have to scream? That horse didn't buck. That wasn't a 90. The music's too loud.
Show the replay board.
Yeah, show the replay. Oh, the video sucks. Oh, my God. They turn out into being Hillary voters from 2016, every one of them.
You and I, that's what I put on Barb. Because, like, it really, I laughed because it was like, you're not going to hurt my feelings because I don't care. And guess what, everybody? I've booked up solid for damn near 3 years, so.
Get used to it.
Here we are. Nothing you could do about it now. But she put on there, I don't think the clown is funny at all. They put the camera on him instead of showing the rodeo. And that's when I replied with, Barb, I know that you're upset with me because we broke up our senior year of college, but I still value your friendship, and I still have the Kid Rock t-shirt that you gave me. I love you, Barb. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
And that's how I'm going to start handling it. Like, the next time someone puts something shitty on me, I'll be like, you're just saying that because I refuse to send you nudes. You know?
I love it.
Because what are you going to do?
It was funny because the Cowboy Channel, whoever their social media person, deleted all the comments. It was great.
It does not bother me, though.
I told Matters, I wish, and he said he'd pass it on, but obviously it got shut down. But they just need to take off the comments, you know?
People are hateful.
Just post it. People can be informed and watch the videos and enjoy them and all that. And so the people that just don't give those bitchers a platform because they act like a bunch of whiny-ass liberals. But they're going to, you know, oh, yeah, you don't like it, leave it. Okay. Unless I don't like it, then I'm going to go on Facebook. Now, you don't have to like Rump.
No.
You do not have to like it. A lot of people don't like you.
Nope.
A lot of them. Tons.
Thanks.
But
thanks for pointing that out.
And a lot of people don't like my music. I play a lot of hip-hop. They don't like it. I don't give a
God
shit.
God dang, we come to the rodeo, not a rap concert.
Well, then you're not going to like it when I'm playing. So, You know, that's fine, but you don't have to go on a public platform to voice your whiny ass bitching opinion. That's what whiny liberals do.
Yeah.
Just eat it. You know what? Put mute on. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we going on? Our listeners got to be sick and tired of listening to us do this. So let's go. Let's move on. Actually, let's take a little break. I need another little toddy here.
I think I'm gonna have my first one today. It's 10:41 a.m.
Oh, let's go. All right, we'll be right back. Rump Chat. That up, James. Nothing
without a woman or a girl. You hear that?
That's true.
It would be nothing without a woman. Like the Letter Buckaroo.
This could be the Breakawayers' lead-in song. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman.
Yeah, I love James Brown. He's motivated me.
A good guy.
But James Brown was a cool guy. Like, I never got to meet him, but I've been researching a lot about James Brown.
Oh, you got to watch the documentaries on him. He's great. Have you ever seen The Cocaine?
Yeah.
That boy loved The Cocaine.
You know, most people that do coke really enjoy it. So,
cocaine's a wonderful drug, they say, but it's not, kids.
It's not.
It is not.
If you're listening with your parents, say no to dope, hell no. Rope, heavens yes.
Oh, there you go. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, but
that's our PSA.
Yeah, they are bad. Like, no one's life ever gets better. Like, you've never heard about, man, my life wasn't going too good. Then I started doing coke and things really turned around.
Well, they're exciting for a little bit, but they always come crashing down.
Yeah, I used to do a little bit, a little wouldn't do it, so the little got more and more. I just kept trying to get a little better, just a little better than before. That's Guns N' Roses.
That's nice.
So James Brown was arrested for the cocaine in 1988. And to kind of set this up, everybody out there, when we're talking about the Cowboy Channel, I love the Cowboy Channel workers are great. Joel and Janie Johnson is one of our favorite chicks in the whole world.
Yes, she is they're awesome. All awesome. The whole, all Amy those gals Wilson, are badass.
But I've decided I'm going to start doing interviews like James Brown, okay? Because when James Brown gave his interview after being arrested for the cocaine, he had probably, to me, one of the best interviews that I've ever heard. He answered the tough questions. He didn't answer them. Do we have the clip?
Yeah, okay. I got it pulled up. Sorry.
This is how I'm going to start doing my interviews.
As a matter of fact, and Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car.
Assaulting
that he was
with
in.
A lead pipe
These
and a gun.
These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the
He's
charges.
He's wearing gloves.
And we welcome you, James Brown. How
and
did
safety
all of this
goggles.
Trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's
it's
talk about
over.
Your tour. When are you leaving?
Not at this point. No, I can imagine. Can you imagine the control room, the camera guys? This guy's coked out of his mind.
You assault your wife with a lead pipe and a gun. How do you feel? Ain't nothing wrong.
Living in America.
Like, you got to go look it up. Just okay. Look it up, James Brown interview people, and then you get, because you got to get the visual. This guy is sweating. He's wearing yellow safety goggles
gloves.
And gloves. All right, here we go.
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about
that? No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because
speaking German.
Wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say, I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not going to leave out
of this. We have
something
to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing,
Ted,
on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
Yes, I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
What do you think that is? You
look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. Now, you're involved in publishing a gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia. It's Anchor. Joseph P. Young is the editor, and James Brown is one of the advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming, it features on this week, I think we have the Pope and I believe the Williams.
I believe we
Williams
have the Pope.
Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we're going to have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover. Ted, where you at?
James, we want to thank you for being with us today and giving us an opportunity.
Wait a minute, I just got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say a lot of things.
Okay, go ahead.
I love you. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
that. We've remembered again. James, good luck on your tour. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
How can you not love James Brown? Can you imagine being on Cowboy Channel with Janie Johnson? Justin, talk about your summer. What'd you say? Huh? It's a man's world.
I make love good.
I feel good. I smell good. I make love good. But my all-time favorite, you assaulted your wife with a lead pipe and a gun. Ain't nothing wrong.
You're out on bond. No, I'm not. No, that's just got to make you just smile when you watch that.
You do.
You really need to look that up on YouTube. People, because,
what's it called so they can look it up?
Just go James Brown interview. It'll come up. I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh, I don't even know where we go from there.
Well,
get up off that thing.
Yeah, that was just kind of a sidetrack, but we want to get there. So let's get into NFR preview. We do this every year. There is officially
4 days.
4 days left of the season, and yeah, so sorry. I was looking at a text here. Let's start with the bareback ride. Are you on it?
Oh, yeah. Number 15th, Zach Hibbler, Wheeler, Texas. He was a rookie of the year. He's a good kid.
Great guy. Love Zach.
He's 57,221.
Yeah.
Mason Clements, number 16, 56,594.
It's tight right there. I don't know. I mean, Wyatt Denny's got an outside shot, 50,000. I mean, essentially 51,000, and Zach's at 57. So he's got to win $6,000. That's a lot of rodeoing.
Yeah, Jamie Hallett's home hurt. Shane O'Connell.
Well, he's recovering.
Jamie's
at 48,000. He ain't gonna make it.
Well, yeah.
But I think it's between Zach, Mason, and Ty.
And shout out
and
to
Will Olo. I mean, he's there at 52. So
is he in Salinas? I know he's entered here, but I don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be won at Salinas. Moda, so Utah. Could happen.
Moda's also this weekend.
When here in Omaha, it's 10,000 added.
But Jamie Hallett and Shane O'Connell are both had surgery. They're both recovering at home and playing crib. And I'm keeping up with them through Snapchat. So
perfect.
Shout out to Jamie Hallett and Shane O'Connell
the boys.
Next year. And how about my man, the great R.C. Lanningham, winning Pendleton, sons of bitches.
You were very happy about
that. I love R.C. He's so cool.
I know.
You don't really care.
You do have a thing for
R.C. No, I don't. I'm just saying he's a cool guy.
It's your man crush.
It's not my man crush.
No, mine's Bradley Cooper's. Yours is R.C. Lanningham.
I think
R.C. Actually, I got to say mine's Zac Efron.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Top of the leaderboard is 157,917. Walker, Texas Ranger himself. The flowing, beautiful mane of Tilden Hooper.
Of the Tilden.
And Tim O'Connell, who had
Tilden's been out. They're only, less than $2,000 apart.
Well, Tim's been out for a while because he had to have his tailbone removed.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I know. We were we Snapchat on Saturdays during Hawkeye football. The rest of there's a great field of bareback riders.
Cole Reiner. I like that kid.
I'm happy for Cole Franks.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. Daddy, an NFR bareback rider and college coach, Jeff Franks and Cole Franks. Rodeos with Jess Pope and Timo. That's a good kid. Cole Reiner, great guy. All these guys are
I'm ready for Jess Pope to get back, too. He's having a little sidetrack, but, we got some time for the old National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah. So
get feeling better.
We'll just go down the list here. Bronc riding. Of course, Stetson on top over his brother Ryder. About 15,000.
Can you do all the rights? Tell us all who the brothers and the cousins.
I don't want to do that. Everybody's so sick of hearing that.
No, but do you know it? Because I don't.
Well, Rusty Ryder and Stetson are brothers, and then Sterling, or it's not Sterling. Jesus, yeah.
Okay. Anyhow,
Jake,
Jimmy, Jake, Marsha, Marsha, Peggy. No, wait, that's not.
Sterling. Why did I say Sterling? Because I was looking
at Sterling Crawley.
I was looking at that. No, Spencer. Nobody knows, or nobody cares. They're all awesome.
Spencer is number 15th on the old list.
And he is.
Number 16th is Kaze Thompson, who we went out on the boat with in Fort Madison, Iowa.
I don't know that kid. It's a good kid, huh?
Oh, he's awesome. He's kind of crazy. He let J.B. Mooney pull him with a jet ski, and Kaze was on a... on a tube, and they had like this pumped up jet ski, and they were tubing behind a boat, and JB was like, hey Kaze, how about we tie this this tube behind this jet ski? And he threw Kaze off, and it ripped his ear on the rope when JB douched him off. So
ouch.
Yeah,
that was in Fort Madison. That was on the mighty Mississippi.
Yeah, so they are so close, and this is updated. It says it's updated. Spencer Wright, 70,696. Kaze is at 534. So that's like 100 and, I don't know. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
It's less than 1,000. I'll just say that.
It's less than 500.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. But I don't know. Logan
Hayes. That's 100 and some dollars apart is what it is.
All right. You know what?
So anyway, here.
I'm going to do the math.
Logan,
you keep talking.
And then Logan Hay is at 64. So he's 6,000 behind. And then 18th, Lefty Holman, which congrats. Lefty got engaged.
Oh, he's a good guy.
That's a great kid. And so, and he's actually out for the season, so he's done. And then it's down to Isaac at 57. So I think, it's Logan's obviously got an outside shot, but it's Kaze and Spencer. It's the battle right there. Cody DeMoss at 14th at 73.
$162 between 16 and 50.
Wade Sundell is at 75. He should be good. And then on up the line, my boy Wade.
We got some Sage Newman. He's going to be new.
Yep.
Colby Wonchuk.
Did Ben Anderson make it last year? Or
I think he might. He might be a first timer.
He rides really good.
Brody Kress is actually in Las Vegas right now getting ready, so he'll be ready to nod by the time we get to the finals. Did I tell you I looked at, or they had a deal on Buy the Numbers on Cowboy Channel on bronc riding? The fastest man to be in and out of the chute in bronc riding in the last 10 years Court Shear.
Huh?
The longest in the shoot, Brody Kress.
Is this true?
Yeah, it was on By the Numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
So somebody has kept track of every bronc rider and every rodeo. Are you talking about the NFR?
No, at every rodeo. It's on the Cowboy Channel, like, because it's...
Cowboy Channel hasn't even been around for 10 years.
That's just what it
said.
So
who kept that stat?
It was on the deal. I can look it up and show you.
Rump Chat Nation, Justin C. Rumford is lying to
you. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why would I lie about... What good is it going to do to me to lie about Court Shear? Now, there's some people out there that might need to lie about Court Shear.
So, our boy Zeke is at 97. He's fifth. And then there's quite a jump. Dawson Hay, 118, and Brody, 141. Ryder, 176. Stetson, 181. That's a, you know, $40,000 lead in the way he rides. It's definitely between Ryder and Stetson. And in my opinion, you never know what happens in Vegas. There's a ton of money up there. But as good as those two guys ride, it's going to be hard for anybody to
Do you know what Dawson Hay bought?
If I was the other guys, I'd be, let's go ride for the money, round for round.
Dawson Hay bought a brand new Camaro, like a loaded out black Camaro.
Oh, to be young and rich.
Yeah, he had it parked in my spot at Pendleton the other day. I didn't even care because I don't have a vehicle, and it's a Corvette, or not a Corvette, a Camaro.
I'm sure his dad, obviously being as experienced as he is, you know, he's you know, you got to spend some money to for tax write-off. Yeah. Maybe an implement, maybe some land.
The buckles will tarnish. The money will spend. But what you give them today will last a lifetime.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, sorry.
All right, bull riding. Sage Kimze.
Sage.
So, you know, I saw him in Puyallup, and I was telling him, you know, we hang out quite a bit. We hung out quite a bit this year in Casper. He camped there for a few days in our little clown camp there with me and Tuck and Webster and the Websters, I should say, and me and Witt and Gus. And so Gus kind of got him prepared a little bit. I told him, I was like, yeah, all that time there in Casper with Gus, you're – so congrats to them. They're having a little boy, him and Alexis, and so congrats to them. But he's got a $44,000 lead on Stetson.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
That's good. Number seven's looking really good for him. That's awesome.
But then again, you know, that's two rounds.
Yeah, no, and Stetson's, I mean, when the kid goes hot, he goes hot.
I'm excited for Creek Young, Fort Scott, Kansas.
Yep, Creek Young, Fort Scott, good kid. Don't know him real well, but been around him a little bit. Great kid, but that's all. But look at that. Look at that. There is $144,000. Between him and Sage. Between number one and number three is $144,000. Now, look at this, and I think I've said on here before, I'm a great world champion from 2006, BJ Schumacher, a good friend of mine. Always, you know, but when he was going, he would say, make $80,000 and you're definitely in. $80,000 was like the cutoff. You make $80,000, you've made the finals. Was always just kind of the go-to. Thing. Yeah. Now, number 15 is at 83,456. So it's not that different. And maybe it was 60 back then. Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was 60,000 because the money's so much better now. But guys are really winning it all, it seems.
But you know who I'm proud of? Shane Proctor. Shane has been crippled and hurt. And it seems like the more crippled and hurt he gets, the better he rides. Like, since he hurt his leg, he's been riding everything. He split Fort Madison this year. I mean, he's been on a roll. The 2010 world champion.
Yeah.
So 11 years ago, he won the world, and he's number 10th in the world.
And he'd rode bulls. He was, I mean,
PBR.
PBR in it before that, too. You know, and then wins the world, and he'd been about PBRs both.
Laramie Mosley.
That's awesome, though. That is great. I guess I haven't looked at the standings. That is outstanding. He's 10th. And then I guarantee you, I know it is. It's his farewell tour, you know. I mean, he's said it pretty much. So that'll be – I hope he rides that 10th bull.
Oh, I do too.
And can tip his hat because that guy deserves it. He is a superhuman guy, just a great person. I mean, where were we at? We were somewhere and – like, they shove a microphone. He gets bucked off, and they shove a microphone in his face, like, right after that. You know, well, you know, hey, tough ride, you know. And he was classy about it.
I feel good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a man's world. But that just, you know, here he could be as pissed as, you know, I mean, that's just gets bucked off to win a lot of money, and then bam, microphone in your face. Yeah. Well, how's that feel? Oh, well, just shoot the duck. Darn. You know, anyway, sorry. Yeah.
He could actually make it in the calf open if he wanted to. I'm not even kidding.
He's a cowboy. He's a true cowboy.
But I feel bad, Laramie Mosley.
Yeah.
Done. Says Palestine, Texas. He's a Kansas boy. Santana. People from Kansas, quit moving and changing your deals because it looks like nobody's good from Kansas. You know? Kansas boy, Laramie Mosley, who was fixing on making his first ever NFR, had to have surgery on his neck.
Maybe, is he like
15th?
I know, but if Ruger, Roscoe, Jordan, Matt, if all those guys don't ride a bull, I mean, he could essentially be in.
I don't think I think he's out. I mean,
oh, like out.
Yeah, he's out for the.
I knew he was having surgery. Okay, so Ruger would be 16th or 15th with 82.9. Roscoe is 82.5. Jordan Spears 80. Then there's $5,000 gap with Matt Palmer.
But how about Trevor Kastner, 22nd, for, I don't really want to ride bulls anymore.
Yeah. He's trying to retire, but he keeps winning. Good for him.
My man Trevor Rice is 28th. If he would have rode his bull at Pendleton on the short round, so close.
Was it good? I didn't watch any. I'm not going to
so
lie.
So close for Trevor.
I don't watch rodeo on TV. Boudreaux was he was about to not make it, and then all just blows up at Pendleton or Puyallup, and then what else did he win? He won something else too. Didn't he get a Pendleton?
No, I think he won Walla Walla.
Maybe that was it.
Or
the Extreme Bulls, something like that. JB, he's going to be back.
Yeah, JB. So
what happened there?
Okay,
split his or lacerated a.
So he come in
kidney or something liver.
Yeah, so he come in on a Tuesday before Fort Madison. He flew in from the Northwest with Tuckness and Shane Proctor and J.B. Mooney. All show up in a rental car. Sounds like a joke. Like this little tiny blue car that Tuckness rented because Tuckness is cheap. It was like a Toyota Sentra. Like, it didn't even have a speedometer.
Well, at least he rented a car if it was Webster. Is anybody coming from St. Louis to Fort Madison? I need a ride.
So anyhow.
Rent a car.
JB and them show up, and then he rides in the Scent Shootout, which was Wednesday night, and bucks off on Wednesday night. And he gets on his bull on Thursday and is 89 and a half, rides the shit out of him. When he bucks off, he gets underneath the bull, and the bullfighters were there. I mean, they were spot on. But, like, it's just one of those things when you get whipped underneath one. Well, he gets stepped on, and no big deal. He gets up, and he goes and signs autographs for 2 hours, and he said his back was really hurting. So he goes back to the hotel with Tuckness because they were sharing a room. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, he gets up, and his back's hurting so bad, and he calls Samantha, his wife, and she's like, you better go get it checked out. So he goes down. He doesn't wake up Tuckness for some reason. And he goes down to the front desk and asks the lady at the front desk if she'd give him a ride to the hospital. So she takes him to the hospital.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Fort Madison. And they look and they're like, you got a lacerated kidney. And they flew him to Iowa City and monitor him. And then so Saturday morning he was back in Fort Madison. And then he rode back to Colorado with Chase and Carly Servi. So that's a tough dude.
Like, wow. I did not know that story.
Yeah. So Saturday he was in sweatpants and a denim shirt, and he just sat by my camper all day and just hung out. Like, he said it hurt bad, but, you know, I mean, like, he lacerated his kidney and still signed autographs for 2 hours after. That's, I don't know, that's kind of cool.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. All right, let's move on to some...
steer wrestling.
Steer grappling. Jacob Talley.
God, that's a big dude.
He's a good dude. 117. Jess Brown, another great dude. 88,000. So there's a good cushion there.
Like to see my boy Willie Loomis, Bill, number four. What?
Old biscuit-eating Bill Loomis.
By Howell, Mississippi.
And then let's get a 15. Chance Howard.
I'm going to back up. What about Stockton Graves? He doesn't even rodeo full-time. Wasn't planning on rodeo and didn't hardly go to any rodeos. Stockton was just easing around to Bulldog for fun because he's the rodeo coach at Northwestern Oklahoma, and he just makes the finals. What an asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Number 9th was 71 grand.
Good except for the only time he didn't win was in 2001 in the Central Plains region when I kicked his ass. Suck it, stop. Just kidding. Anyhow.
Man, Hunter, Riley, our boys Riley Duvall, Hunter, Luke, they're 47, 49,000.
Not looking good.
No, they're 11,000 out of it right now. Rowdy Parrott's right there at 57, under Chance Howard at 58. Nick Guy's got a shot. Eli Lord's got an outside shot. Struxness is 10,000 out. So it looks like it's down to Rowdy, Nick, and pretty much Rowdy and Nick.
I pick Nick Guy. Have you seen his hair lately?
Pretty long.
Yeah, he's looking good. Nick Guy, he's a cool guy. Like, he's just fun to be around. Well, I like Eli Lord, though, too, because last year at Waco when I was just there on the labor crew, me and Eli Lord just sat back there and slammed White Claws and sorted steers.
That's awesome.
So
all the Bulldoggers.
Hunter Cure. Damn it, Hunter.
Damn you, Hunter.
He's only got 49,001. Maybe if he wouldn't turn out all the time. No. He won't turn out of a fist fight. I heard that.
We're going to have to get him on and get the full story about that. But anywho, moving on, let's go to the headers side.
Steer wrestlers love to fight.
Dustin Igoskiza, 145,000.
Igoskiza.
Over E-Rock Rogers at 120. So he's got about a $25,000 lead. Eric Rogers can throw a punch from what I understand.
Eric Rogers is awesome. Remember last year there at the NFR when we were doing the back number ceremony and we had to ask him a question. He was like talking shit.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's our boy. Everybody's our boy. I don't know why I say that. All these dudes are our friends. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric, he punched, did you hear about that? He punched Junior D's.
Did he have it coming?
Do you know Junior D's?
No.
Yes, he had it coming. I guarantee it. I don't know the full story, but he was in ball cap and tennis shoe a couple years ago at San Angelo, drinking a beer behind the roping boxes, and they're like, "Hey, you can't be in here." It wasn't even about the beer. His t-shirt and cap and shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and drinking beer doesn't look good, and so hey, the Pendleton room's right around the corner. There is a full bar. Right
where they
around,
encourage you to get
literally
drunk.
15 steps from the roping boxes with TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
And then he all drunk and threw a fit and threw his beer against the wall. And then one of the ambassador, who's the high school girls, apparently didn't even know what was going on. And they were talking with a friend and she giggled. And he must have thought that he was laughing at her. And he called this young girl a see you next Tuesday.
Ooh, whoops.
So Junior D's is a huge douche. Anywho.
That's okay.
Moving on. Riley Miner, 59,000. Coleman Proctor.
Oh.
They're less than $1,000 apart.
I am a Coleman Proctor fan. I freaking love that guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He loves OU football. He's got a hot wife, Stephanie. They live in Pryor, Oklahoma, which is home of Rocklahoma and Garrett Yergin and Chad Masters.
Old Red Yergin.
But I also like Chad Masters, dude. Chad Masters is awesome. He's like a...
He's a good dude.
He's a super cool guy for a team roper.
For a team roper.
He's cool as shit, but not as cool as Coleman. But
you know, I always think if, at the NFR, if I can't make it, being a rehearsal or something, Coleman would be a good replacement.
Yeah. As we go to the Heelers, Junior and Nogueta.
Junior. It's tighter here. 130. Yeah. Travis Graves second at 124. That's pretty tight.
Of course, everybody knows I love Jade Corkill, but Trey Yates. Do you know Trey Yates?
I don't.
He's freaking awesome. So at Pendleton, he's the one that was dancing that I had a dance off with. He don't give a shit.
That's cool.
Trey Yates is awesome.
I like when them guys have fun with you. But I look at this. This 15th spot here. Caleb Hendricks, 57-8. The great on the corner, Corey Petska, 56-1.
Woo,
that's close.
Not
Cole Davidson's
deal.
Got a shot. Brad Kreitz, Carson Johnson. There's quite a few guys right there, all the way down to Justin Davis, 21st at 50,000, is 7,000 out in a little less. So, I mean, there's quite a few guys there that could make that jump. But
I'm glad that Joseph Harrison is 13th. This is the first year he's ever been on the bubble. He's been in the NFR five times and never had to rodeo hard towards the end. And, I sat by Joseph Harrison on the airplane from Pasco, Washington to Salt Lake the other day.
Yeah.
And you talk about a cool dude. And, you know, you know what's crazy? you know you've had a bad season when you have to fly to Albuquerque the Sunday morning after the penalty roundup.
Like, that's sucking right
and
there.
And you can verify this, and you guys all may have seen the video or no, but raise your hand if you've ever roped one for 7.1 seconds for Corey Petzka. Oh, me? Here in Sydney, Iowa?
Yeah. Riding a
De Niro
colt.
In a tiny saddle.
I could not believe they let you ride that horse. That, you know, Sherry, why? Let you ride it.
Because Sherry's cool as shit, and she knows, is awesome. I know what's up.
But there's a great picture. You've got actually a really good picture. I mean, you're crossing your arms. It's pretty good.
Chuck it and duck it.
I want Jeremy Bueller. Jeremy Bueller, we drank wine in the wine garden one time in Houston, and we put away some wine. And then I saw him later that year in Spanish Fork, and he's like, hey, been drinking any red wine? But he didn't have his beard.
You're like, who the hell are you?
Who is this guy talking to me?
He said that. He said that did suck when he shaved his beard off and nobody knew who he was.
I didn't know who he was. All right, tie down.
Shane Hunchy.
Hanch.
I feel like I was the best roper in the world today. The American.
No, 175 Shad as 131. I refuse to call him Money Mayfield. I'm just kidding. 175, 131 Shad, one of our match ropers at the Cinch Roping Fiesta, presented by Twin Mountain Fence, October 30th, 31st.
Hey, they don't give us any money. Don't give a shout-out, asshole. Remember that? Bailey.
Shut up, rump.
Bailey Motors, Okmulgee.
Yeah, 30th and 31st. Rump will be there on the 30th. We're having Josh Ward and Tristan Mraz. Tristan Mraz, young guy. Check out his music. He just did a duet with Ronnie Dunn. Mm. It's good.
Old Ron Dunn.
Old Ron Dunn from that one band.
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, that's it. Okay, 15th, Hunter Heron. Well, I thought it was closer than this, by the way, the old Facebook feed. I mean, he's got a $13,000 lead, so I don't think that there's much.
I think Hunter's probably pretty good.
Yeah. I think he's okay.
I'm glad John Douch.
John
Douch has been on the 16th a couple times, and that's John is a good guy, and he's a Joe Beaver. You know what I love about
protege.
Joe flew to Fort Madison just to watch him.
Did he
just
really?
To be there?
I
Shout
love
out
Joe
to
B.
Joe Beaver. God, I love that guy.
I do too. How about the all-time great Ryan Jarrett?
RJ.
Just sticking at it with all these young cats. I love it. Him and Hunter are still.
From the hip, baby.
Ty Harris, my Angelo boy. Get in there. Cool. All right, let's move on. That one's not very exciting. They got it. Barrel Racing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Haley Kinzel's number one in the world.
Who?
Is it Haley or Haley?
Hala.
Kinsell from Cotulla, Texas.
Yeah,
she's number
doing
one.
Okay.
She's okay. Our girl Emily, number 8. She's solid. Solid. All right. Number 15, Stephanie Fryer at 57,000. 16 is Jimmy Smith at 51.
Lisa Lockhart. Be a lot cooler if Michelle Darling was in there. I like Lisa Lockhart too, though. Somebody messaged me the other day saying they got stories about Lisa
What's
Lockhart.
That? Huh? What?
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 What happened?
I don't know. Where'd I go?
I feel somewhere. Good.
It's a man's world.
It's a man's world.
I'm going to make a love.
I'm good at running barrels. We rake after 5.
We rake after every run in San Angelo.
There you go.
Where did that go? It kicked me over to... Oh, shoot. I lost it.
Where'd it go? I
can't
just
get back.
On it.
I got to go. We got to re... stand by.
Why didn't it? I just clicked on it. It went away.
Ooh, breakaway. You got to go back and refresh. Because it sends you over to the WPRA, I guess. I don't know. Shelby Bits Joy. Is it Bits Joy? Voice Joy? Voice Joy?
I don't
Voice,
know. I can't
Voice
find
Jolie?
It.
Voice Jolie? Basoli? I think the J is silent. Basoli. Yeah. There's people in their trucks going, tell me the right version and call
He's
me
He's some
stupid.
Bitch you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, she can rope. That's all I know. And she's a good-looking gal who also is I don't think they're engaged, but anyway. Haven Medjid.
Really?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm.
Good for her. She's 43,000. Our girl JJ is 35,000, number 2. So solid in there. Number 15th, Amber Crawford, 22,009. Joey Williams, 22-2, Samantha Fulton, Amanda Coleman. There's a lot of girls that right there. I don't know what – I don't know where else. Well, I mean, is there breakaway at Salinas?
I would assume so. I didn't watch any of it.
I would assume so.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, you just silenced Boyd Paul.
I did.
Boyd is calling your cell phone and
we're
you hit
recording.
Ignore.
I'll slap him.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. Well, good for everybody else. On today's.
All right. Well, that's gonna bring. We're over an hour, I guess. So.
Yeah. Is that good enough? Anyway.
Why are you sweating profusely?
Oh, shut up! I'll call him here and say he wants to go to lunch. Remember?
Yeah.
So, what else? We got Omaha. I'll go to Fort Bend County. Rosenberg. And then Belleville pretty much rounds out the old season for me.
Yeah, I'm going next week to Hempstead, Texas, Waller County Fair and Rodeo with Pete Carr Rodeo, who's coming on as a Rump Chat sponsor for the NFR again this year, PeteCarrRodeo.com. And then I go to Dallas, and you go to Dallas too.
That's right. I forgot. Yep. We're the
Texas State Fair.
Yeah, the BFO.
BFO after the BFO is going to be in the Coliseum. Directly after the OU-Texas game, where OU is going to spank the horns off the Longhorns.
You know, I would like to think that, too, but it's like the Iowa State game. It's normally always close.
It's not going to be close. Come on, Lincoln Riley. So we got the BFO on Saturday, and it's free again if you're in the fair, okay? So if you're at the Texas State Fair, come watch the BFO on Saturday. The bull riding is Friday night with the crew, and then
they're at 6 o'clock. It's free to get in. Which you know you got to pay to get in the fair, and then free to come in there. And 6 to 7:30, hard stop at 7:30 because you know those fairs they want people back out on the midway. So,
and I'm gonna wind it out this year at Bulls in the Ballpark.
Oh, Austin,
no, in November, yeah, in Austin, the Dale Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, which is a first class baseball facility. Having PRC Extreme Bulls, and then on the 21st of November, I'm going to my first ever NFL football game where the Chiefs of Kansas City will take on the Dallas Cowboys football team.
I appreciate the invite.
I didn't know you wanted to go.
Because you never asked.
Well, I didn't think you liked the Chiefs.
That's all right.
All right, but anyhow.
Anyway, but anyways.
It's a man's world.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Get into it, man.
Let's
know.
Get into it.
All right.
Like
thanks,
a, like
everybody.
Machine, man.
Wow. All right. Rump
do
Chat.
It, you know.
Thanks to Gold Buckle Beer. One, two, three, thanks to Spitzy four. Creative. Pendleton Whiskey.
Don't forget Manscaped.
Yeah, we've got.
Shave got some, it with the best.
You know, I need to manscape.
You really do. I was thinking about that earlier. I saw you get out of the shower and I was scared.
You know, we got some new reeds. I should have probably looked at these. Ferg sent them. Oh, no, it just reloaded. Oh. Anyway, Manscaped, you know, go to manscaped.com, rumpchat20. Get your 20% off. Look good. Feel good.
I feel good.
You want to feel good? Shave it up. Feel good. Shave it up. Pendleton Whiskey, the fastest growing whiskey brands in the country. Don't be stupid and drink responsibly.
Yes.
You 21 and over adults.
Yes.
Let's get on up.
Get on
you
up, everybody.
Sex machine. If you want to be a really good sex machine, manscape it up.
Gross.
We're out.
Bye.
You got to get that.